As unfortunate as it was, it did make a kind of sense. We were in the same line of work, and therefore, conventional cop wisdom said, more likely to understand and forgive each other. Our relationship could survive her cop hours and stressful lifestyle. And although I take no credit for it, I am presentable enough. I clean up good, as we natives like to say. And I had put myself out to be charming to her for several years now. It had been purely political schmoozing, but she didn't have to know that. I was good at being charming, one of my very few vanities. I'd studied hard and practiced long, and when I applied myself, no one could tell I was faking it. I was really very good at sprinkling seeds of charm. Perhaps it was natural that the seeds would eventually sprout. But sprout into this? What now? Was she going to propose a quiet dinner some evening? Or a few hours of sweaty bliss at the Cacique Motel? Happily, we arrived at the arena just before panic took me over completely. LaGuerta circled the building once, looking for the correct entrance. It wasn't too hard to find. A cluster of police cars stood scattered outside one row of double doors. She nosed her big car in among them. I jumped out of the car quickly, before she could put her hand on my knee. She got out and looked at me for a moment. Her mouth twitched. "I'll take a look," I said. I didn't quite run into the arena. I was fleeing LaGuerta, yes, but I was also very anxious to get inside, to see what my playful friend had done, to be near his work, to inhale the wonder, to learn. The inside echoed with the organized bedlam typical of any murder scene, and yet it seemed to me that there was a special electricity in the air, a slightly hushed feeling of excitement and tension that you wouldn't find at an ordinary murder, a sense that this one was different somehow, that new and wonderful things might happen because we were out here on the cutting edge. But maybe that was just me. A clot of people stood around the nearby net. Several of them wore Broward uniforms. They had their arms folded and watched as Captain Matthews argued about jurisdiction with a man in a tailored suit. As I got closer, I saw Angel No Relation in an unusual position, standing above a balding man who was on one knee, poking at a stack of carefully wrapped packages. I stopped at the railing to look through the glass. There it was, only 10 feet away. It looked so perfect in the cold purity of the newly zambonied hockey rink. Any jeweler will tell you that finding the right setting is vitally important, and this, it was stunning. Absolutely perfect. I felt just a little dizzy, uncertain of whether the railing would hold my weight, as if I might simply pass straight down through the hard wood, like a mist.